You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we're taking a look at Sanlam interim results. Now they gave us their 6 months results for the 6 months ended June 2024. I'm joined on the line by Sanlam's Chief Financial Officer, Abigail Mukuba, to take a look at this. Abigail, lovely to speak to you again. Strong start to the new financial year. How is the company feeling at the moment?
We're thrilled and excited. Good evening. We're very happy with the performance that we've delivered this 6 months. I think we're more thrilled with the fact that it's quite aligned and consistent with our strategy that we've been moving on since the last 4 years. And we're very happy that the delivery is broad-based across all lines of business within the group. So yeah, we're in high spirits right now.
Abigail, let's look at some of the movements that have come out recently. I mean, the Ashupol Sanlam merger, but also the announcement that Sanlam Life is taking a bigger stake in, or readjusting, so to speak, the stake in African Rainbow Capital. You guys are clearly very, very busy.
Yes, we're busy, but hopefully we're busy with the right things, in the sense that all the M&A activity that we have announced that we're busy with are aligned in totally with our strategy and are aligned with our vision, what we call Vision 2030. So we're very happy with the consistency and the fact that we are strict to sticking to our strategy in delivery. And again, this is just another piece to make sure that we deliver on that vision.
Mm. Abigail, the company saw some really strong numbers from a headline earnings perspective. All the metrics are looking good from that perspective. Despite this, the business elected to not declare an interim dividend at the stage. And obviously with some of the M&A activity, like boosting the stake in Afrocentric, take me through the thought process and the strategy from a business perspective to say, we'd rather just have certain things in a row first, and a dividend can always come at a later date.
Maybe just to confirm or correct you there. So it's not that we have decided not to declare a dividend. We are not a two times a year dividend payer. We're actually an annual dividend payer, and this is our half year results. If I look at the performance that we've delivered now, you talked about the earnings growth as an example. If you look at our cash earnings growth as well, it's consistent with our underlying earnings growth. So if I just look at our projections and how we've performed now, we're well on our way to maintaining our dividend paying capacity and capability at the end of the year. The only reason we're an annual payer and not a two times payer, the cost of actually and the process of paying out dividends, if you know that we used to be a mutual, and our shareholders are primarily, or is still a large base of our shareholders is still our policy holders. So the cost of actually paying dividend twice a year actually distracts value rather than saving the value and paying dividends once a year. So it's not that we are redirecting capital from paying dividends to doing M&A activity. At this stage, all our M&A activity has not come at the expense of dividend. We continue to pay dividends. We're just an annual payer.
That's it. It's just the policy that is in place from the company's perspective. Abigail, before I let you go, I want to look forward to the next 6 months. How are we feeling about the next 6 months? How are we feeling about things like rate cuts and the state of the South African economy and the South African consumer? Are we optimistic around a strong second half or a stronger second half?
We are optimistic about a strong second half. I think we will all be naive to ignore that our people and our economy is still under a lot of pressure. There's a lot of optimism and a lot of efforts that's going into turning things around. And already, I think we're already in the third quarter of the year. So we're seeing that the second half should deliver quite a strong result that is also probably consistent or at similar levels to the first half. But I think overall, if you look at things like policies and lapses and persistency trends in the second half of the year, we expect that should continue to hold in terms of reduced cancellations and lapses. And we will continue to focus on improving persistency, particularly in the entry-level market. But in the affluent segment, we're maintaining the stable persistency, and we expect that business to continue to deliver.
Mm. I know we're reflecting on the first half that was, and the implementation of the two-pot kind of really wouldn't be in any of these numbers. But from a general sentiment and from a general sense within the business, are you seeing an uptick in activity or an uptick in interest, at least now that the implementation date has come?
We've definitely experienced, obviously, it's literally a few days since it was effective, we've definitely experienced in these past few days a large number of clients that have started to inquire about their two-pot retirement fund withdrawals. We've been accommodating the client inquiries, but we have noticed, whether it's on the phone at the call centers or online, that we've got a spike in terms of activity. And I think we expected it. It's not that it's something that we had not planned for. So our platforms are dealing with the increased volumes, but it's still early days in terms of understanding exactly the exact numbers of people that are applying for withdrawals.
It certainly is still early days, and we'll probably catch up with these developments around the end of the year. But for now, Abigail, thanks so much for that update. We wish you the best of luck in the second half of the year, and we will catch up soon. That's Abigail Mukuba, who's Chief Financial Officer at Sanlam, on their first 6 months of the year's performance.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.